No, I'm totally serious. Don't even play it. I don't even have time for that. Trigger fucking warning today, okay? Trigger fucking warning. I am going to fucking trigger you. People, white women are more attractive than other women. White people are more attractive than other people. This is a fact. I'm being triggered. I'm triggered. I'm not triggered. But look, we're not even playing the intro music today because I just want to fucking go. Let me explain something to you goddamn people. And I'm just jumping in right in the middle. I'll come back around. But I just have this agitation flowing through me right now with all of your stupidity and your ignorance and your fucking whining and your crying and your fucking sniveling and your Facebooking and all this other shit. When? What, 250, 300 years ago? When heterosexual white men who worked for a living started coming to North America across the ocean, when we got here, we, the royal we, the group of heterosexual white men who create value for other people, when we got here to North America, there was no electricity, there were no roads, there were no colleges, there were no hospitals, there were no restaurants. There were a bunch of goddamn trees, there were the American Indians, and there were some fucking trees. When you look around you, right, if you're in the United States of America, when you look around you, everything you see is a result of white men doing work. So when you want to talk about white privilege, you see, we earned this privilege. We, the royal we, the fucking society of the royal we white men, our ancestors, at least some of them were lazy, worthless pieces of shit, absolutely. Heterosexual white men did shit. They got off their asses instead of waiting for a welfare check. They got off their asses instead of sitting around on Twitter complaining. They got off their asses. They created wealth. They created value. They accomplished things. They did things. They built things. They discovered things. They invented things. They did stuff. So now, when I hear about how we, the royal we, should be allowing immigrants to come to the United States, how Europe should be allowing all these immigrants to come in, how the United States needs to allow all these immigrants to come in, because they just want a chance, right? They just want opportunities. If they're capable of taking advantage of opportunities, why don't they create their own fucking opportunities back in the countries they come from? Oh, that's right. Because the countries they come from are all shitholes. You know why those countries are all shitholes? Because they don't have any white men in them. There were no white men in all these Muslim countries to accomplish anything, to build hospitals, roads, to build power plants, to invent things like refrigeration, automobiles, assembly lines, cell phones, computers. No. White women are better looking than any other women on the planet. White men are smarter. than anybody else on the planet. These are facts. You know how I know these are facts? Because people from countries that don't have white women and don't have white men want to come to Europe and North America so they can have sex with the white women and have access to all of the technology that white men have created. If white women were not more attractive, we wouldn't see all the propaganda about black men having sex with white women. If white women were not more attractive, all the people from the black and the brown countries would not be trying to come to where the white women are. If the white men are not smarter and have not created electricity, refrigeration, roads, trains, airplanes, hospitals, schools, all the people from the black and the brown countries would not be trying to come to the white countries where those things exist. They would be creating those things in their own countries if they could. Racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK, you call me whatever you need to call me so that you can fucking sleep tonight. But what I'm saying is true. And we know it's true because people from the black and the brown countries are trying to go to the white countries. The people from the white countries are not trying to go to the black and the brown countries. I know I'm grossly oversimplifying things, but on a macro level, this is how it works. Again, we have to, how are you people so fucking stupid? It's simple. Are Muslims trying to get into Europe, or are Europeans trying to get into Muslim countries? Which one is actually happening? You have to get over this thing where you pretend reality isn't real. See, this is why this podcast is called Stating the Obvious. I state the obvious. I look at a thing called reality. Here's a reality. Muslim countries are shitholes. Muslims are trying to leave Muslim countries. Are they going to other Muslim countries? No, they want to go to white Christian-ish countries. Muslim countries are shitholes. What are Muslim countries filled with? Muslims! So, if Muslims aren't shits, why are Muslim countries shitholes? Anyhow, welcome. I am the Great One himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I am going to trigger the fuck out of you today. All of this started. And let me just get this one out of the way too before I forget about it. So I unfortunately had to log into Facebook for a couple of minutes. I didn't have to do anything. I made a choice to log into Facebook for a couple of minutes because I needed to read a message somebody sent me. Because God forbid we use email. Oh, Jesus. And I saw a post, because I always check my wall just to get a laugh, and I saw a post from one of my token liberal friends complaining, of course, about the national anthem, which is, what, the Star-Spangled Banner? I don't know. I'm not a statist. I don't know what song I'm supposed to sing in praise of the government. And I don't give a shit. And of course, it's the usual thing. We should get a different song for our national anthem. One that more reflects the true values of the United States and isn't about war. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ. Really? You, as a token fucking liberal friend of mine, Obama supporter, this is this really what's important? This is really important. This is what you're focused on. You got 8 years of Obama. Where's your fucking change? Okay. Guantanamo Bay still there. War in Afghanistan still going on. People being killed by drones. Last time I checked, according to the liberals themselves, the rich are still getting richer and the poor are still getting poorer. Even though Obama was here to change things, Obama cares about poor people. Obama's going to make it better. Obama's going to hold your hand. What's different? What's bad? What? And the person you're about to elect president, you know, is walking around having seizures. But this is what your focus, the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, we need to do something. We should do something about this. You know, killing people with drones? Nah, fuck it. We don't need to do anything about that. War in Afghanistan? No, we don't need to do anything about that. A fucking song that you sing in praise to your government. That's what you're focused on. A blog that I've been reading quite a bit frequently and am enjoying, and I need to make sure I link it over in the sidebar. Let me write that down real quick. Is Age of Shitlords. The address is ageofshitlords.com. I don't keep up with this stuff either. He did a post about the Miss America pageant. Apparently somebody named Savvy Shields won the Miss America pageant this year. She is from the state of Arkansas. She's white and she's blonde. And of course, feminists lost their fucking minds. All right. Of course, it is a feminist from getting butthurt, blah, 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 blah. The complaints ranged from too many white people in the pageant. Yes, because you see, despite all of your masturbatory fantasies, the United States of America, as a region on the planet Earth, is primarily white people. For the moment. Again, I know you hate that. I know that's why you want to bring more brown people and black people here. I know that's why you want white women to breed with black men. Because you want to exterminate white people. Because you hate white people. Especially those of you who are white and have all this white guilt over being white. Remember, if you're a white person and you have white guilt, I've said this before, I'll say it again. You can take all of your property and your money and you can give that to black and brown people anytime you want. There's no one stopping you from giving your money and possessions to people who have different color skin. No one is preventing you. Okay? Then, if you still have white guilt, you can kill yourself. I know you're waiting for the government to give you permission because you're the property of the government. You're a slave. I talked about that about a week ago on the podcast. I think it was last Friday. Not Friday, just before this Friday, before that. If you have all this white guilt, you can alleviate that any fucking time you want. If there was a Miss Nigeria pageant, nobody would, well, maybe somebody would. I don't know. Some of you have no fucking life. If there was a Miss Nigeria pageant, normal people would not sit around and whine about how all the contestants in Miss Nigeria were black. If there's a Miss Mexico pageant, which I think there is, I could be completely wrong. No normal person is going to sit around and complain that all the contestants in the Miss Mexico pageant are brown. The winner was white and blonde. Yes, because white women are more attractive than non-white women. This is a fact. We'll come to that in the near future. You know how I know it's a fact? Just like we know global warming is real, because the computer simulation said so. Don't you love it? I love it when fucking idiots, oh, I believe in global warming, computer simulations. They have computer simulations. Global warming is real. Yet, as we will find out in the future, when I get to it, if I don't tangent too much, when you have artificial intelligence simulation thingies figuring out who is the most physically attractive, who has the most beautiful faces, and the answer comes up, white people, oh, well, that's racist. See, suddenly the computer has ideology, right? When the computer says global warming is real, well, there's no ideology there. But when a computer says white people are better looking than everybody else, well, that's racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK. That computer is probably a Donald Trump supporter. The winner was white and blonde. Yeah, because white blonde girls are, for the most part, more attractive than non-white, non-blonde girls. Okay, beauty pageants objectify women. So what? Let's say they do. So what? The winner said, quote, all lives matter, unquote. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that I disagree with that. No, all lives do not matter. The lives that can survive natural selection matter. And we've gotten where we are with all the problems we have as a society because we assume we have this thing that all lives matter. And if you believe that all lives matter, I, of course, will simply throw out, great, so Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump are really important to you, right? Their lives matter. Nobody's going to agree with that. So we can move on. So she said all lives matter instead of saying black lives matter. Because if you're not kissing the ass of black people to atone for your white guilt, you're racist. And the last one here, the winner is racist because she is from Arkansas. Because, of course, we know because there are some people in Arkansas who are racist. That means all people in Arkansas are racist. It's just like we know that because some black people are good at basketball, all black people are good at basketball. Just because some Muslims are terrorists, we know that all Muslims are terrorists. You see how this logic is applied when it's convenient, but when it's convenient for somebody else. See, you can, the femistatist and the Black Lives Matter people can say that, what's her name? Savvy. The femistatist and the Black Lives Matter faggots can say that Savvy is a racist because she's from Arkansas and everybody from Arkansas is racist, and that's okay. But when I, stating the obvious, pointing out the truth of the fact that all terrorists are Muslims, if I say that all Muslims are terrorists, well, I'm racist, sexist, homophobic. I'm not diverse enough. I'm not tolerant enough. Here are, this is from Age of Shitlords blog, here's screenshots he did of people complaining about this. So anyway, before I do that, so if Nigeria, let me hold on a second, let me do something here. Let me do something for the first time ever. I have to use this internet thingy. And Tim and... Because my geography knowledge is really lacking. It's still kind of early. I've had my coffee. I flirted with this beautiful woman. So I told you guys a story. I'm going to tell you the story to distract you while I'm doing stuff here. Last year at one of the places where I do work sometimes, yada, 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 there's this cute girl there that I was flirting with. And anyway, so she's like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, you know, and I told you guys a story. I asked her, you want to go out? And she says, no. And then she came back. She's like, look, the only reason I said no is because I have a boyfriend. I'm like, all right, well, you know, thanks. And I talked about how that was very nice of her. And I was really impressed by the fact that, you know, because she said no and she had walked away and she didn't have to come back and say that she did. And she came back and she said, I only said no because I have a boyfriend. And I'm like, oh, you're, that's, that was very, you know, civilized and polite. And I was really impressed with that because most women don't have that level of class. So anyhow, I saw her today, and this is like the first time I've seen her in months and months because I haven't been out that way. And I saw her, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I said, oh, did you break up with your boyfriend yet? And she got this look on her face and this big smile. And I said, you did, didn't you? And she says, yes. Because I kept, by the way, she's white and she's blonde. And I'm like, yeah, see, I told you. And she says, but I'm not available. I'm saying, look, you can't do this to me. So anyhow, it didn't get any further than that. But the point is, this is what's called long-term game. It's going to take me like a year to ever get this girl to go out with me, but it's fine. It's good. It's not, I don't have one-itis or anything. It's not like I'm not talking to other girls, but it's just so adorable. It was just so adorable. Her face when I asked her, did you break up with your boyfriend? That's what I kept telling her. I said, you know, you're going to break up with him. No, I'm not. He's the best boyfriend ever. I'm like, no, you're going to break up with him. Then no, I'm not. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right. Anyway. If there was a Miss China contest, and there probably is, no one would complain that Miss China was yellow. If there was a Miss Algeria, a Miss Morocco, a Miss Niger, a Miss Chad, a Miss Nigeria, a Miss Sudan, a Miss Ethiopia, a Miss Zambia, a Miss Angola, nobody would complain if most, if not all, of the women in those beauty contests were black. No one would do that. But you see, my friends, and this is sort of where I came in as I was going through this process in my mind. This is where we came into the podcast. There is, as far as I know, could be wrong. I could type it into Google to find out, but I don't give a shit. I would have to fucking care, right? I would have to give a fuck. What? Hold on a second. Oh, okay. There's a little computer malfunction. I had to look and see what the fuck was going on there. I don't know if there is a Miss Algeria, a Miss Niger, a Miss Chad, a Miss Sudan, a Miss Nigeria, a Miss Ethiopia, a Miss Kenya, a Miss Angola. I don't know if those things exist. Maybe they do, but maybe they don't. So why is it that those countries don't have their own beauty contest? Could it be because they're busy doing other things like, I don't know, raping 14-year-old girls, stoning each other to death, cutting off women's clitorises, starving to death, fighting civil wars, being killed by flying robots? I don't know. Why aren't those countries just having their own fucking beauty contest? Oh, that's right. Because there ain't no white men there in order to create the infrastructure so that they could have a fucking beauty contest. Hashtag Miss America, playing formation as they show nothing but white girls dancing. Hashtag Miss America, why are, spelled R, they all white? Well, because the United States is a country primarily of white people. That's why they're all white. LMAO. Everyone in Miss America is white. Next. This person's name is, her Twitter thing is at Soya Milf, M-I-L-F. Here's Candy at The Glam Vegan. Another blonde hair, blue-eyed white girl is Miss America. Groundbreaking. It's not supposed to be groundbreaking, honey. It's called being attractive. Candy has her picture. She's uglier than fuck. Uh-oh, she said all lives matter. Sounds a little bit racist. Hashtag Miss America. Right, because if all lives matter, that's racist. Because to say all lives matter is to not say that black lives should somehow be singled out as being more important. And if you do not believe that black people are more important than white people, that is racism from the left-wing statist perspective. Fernando says, and I'm still not sure what exactly this means, shouldn't even support neither candidates, both equally racist. Shouldn't even support neither. That's not even a sentence, not a thing. TL says, of course, okay, a winner from one of the most racist states in the country, hashtag Miss America. Yeah, because one person from Arkansas, because some people from Arkansas are racist. Everyone, she's from one of the most racist states in the country. States cannot be racist. A state is a geographical region on the planet Earth. People can be racist. And again, it's this thing, well, Southerners are all racist. I heard, oh fuck. All right, hang on. Let me type something into Google and believe the first thing that happens. Let's see. Wow, that's just, I heard, god damn it. Fuck. Because I heard this, and I don't know if it's true. No, that's not it. The hell is this? All right, anyway, I heard. I have no evidence to know if this is really true or not, and that's why I was trying to quickly Google something to find out if this could be true or if this was bullshit. So I will go into this saying that what I'm about to tell you may be untrue. I heard on the internet, it must be true, there was this thing floating around that you've heard of the Free State Project, right? Where all the libertarian types are supposed to move to, what is it, New Hampshire. I heard that black people, as again, like they're this fucking group. Okay, let me, because that was a little bit racist. I mean, it was. Again, it's black, like all the black people in the country got together and came up with this. Let me rephrase that. That somebody had come up with the idea that black people should do the same thing. Again, white people invented the concept. It was stolen by some black folks. That black people should all move to this group of southern states. I forget exactly which ones. But they should all move to the southern states for the same concept. So you get enough black people there so that you can then, there's more of you than the white people, and then you can make it your own, just the way the libertarians want to make New Hampshire their own. And of course, the first thing that came into my mind is, oh look, they stole an idea from white people. Maybe that's why black countries are all shitholes where people are starving to death and killing each other because they can't fucking come up with any original ideas. Ooh, that's racist. Trigger warning, it's also true. The second thing that came to my mind is, of course, we're back, you know, like the South, everybody in the South is racist. If the South is so fucking racist, why do black people want to go to the South? If the South is so racist, why do black people stay in the South? Said it before, I'll say it again. You can get all the racist white people, we'll all go to the South. All the black people can go up to the North, where you guys love black so much, where you love black people so much, like up in Detroit. It's just a paradise. Detroit, run by liberal Democrats, populated by liberal Democrats, populated by black, fucking paradise, Detroit. Detroit, Michigan. If everybody in the South is so fucking racist, why are so many black people wanting to be there? Why are so many black people there? If we're so fucking racist, why didn't you let us leave? The United States of America could be a fucking diversity tolerance paradise if you just would have let the Confederacy leave. But no, couldn't do that, could you? Carolyn Utz says, every year the Board of Miss America gathers to ponder the question, what is the fewest amount of women of color we need to not be racist? No, they just ponder the question, how can we get some hot chicks? And whiteness naturally happens because white women are more attractive. No. And this person is at nofreespeech69. Oh, he's got 69 in his handle. Oh, 69. Oh, it's so original. And I can't tell from this picture. This is a black person. I can't tell from the picture if it's a bald man or a bald woman because it looks very gender non-specific. And I don't want to be transphobic. No, Miss America pageant isn't racist at all. Just perpetuates that only white women are beautiful myth. And a white woman won, of course. Yes, a white woman did win because it's a white country. Just like a brown woman would win in Mexico and a black woman would win in Nigeria. And no, it's not that only white women are beautiful. It's just that, for the most part, white women are more beautiful than any other women. Again, computer said so. It must be true. It's just like global warming. Levine has this to say, they did it. They found a white blonde woman named Savvy to crown Miss America. Again, it's like, we can insult her. It's okay to insult her. She's white. She's blonde. Oh, her name is Savvy. We can make fun of her because of her name. Now, when you make fun of black people because of their weird-ass names, what's up, Chardonnay? What's up, Latasha? Oh, that's racist. But see, when you make fun of a blonde white woman because of her name, see, that's enlightened, that's tolerance, that's diversity, that's Black Lives Matter. Kara Stone wants to know, why are almost all the girls in the Miss America pageant white and blonde? Well, Kara, because white blonde girls are more attractive than non-white, non-blonde girls. That's why. Denise White says, very disappointed at the lack of diversity on the Miss America stage. Come on, Miss America organization, you can do better. It's not about diversity, it's about being good looking. All these white girls on Miss America look the same. All the black girls not on Miss America look the same. Notice how when I say all the black girls look the same, notice how that's racist? When a black girl, or this looks like it might be a girl, it's black. Again, I can't, it's gender non-specific here. When a black person says all white girls look the same, That's diversity. That's tolerance. That's multiculturalism. That's Black Lives Matter. That's femistatism. That's enlightened. All white girls look the same. That is enlightenment. All black girls look the same. That's racist. But black people are equal to white people, right? So if, again, I'm just stating the obvious. This is obvious shit. If black people were truly equal to white people, then a black person saying all white girls look the same would be equally unacceptable to a white person saying all black girls look the same. But it's not. Why is it not? Because black people are not equal. We have to have lower expectations. We, the royal we, the collective we being heterosexual white men who work for a living, and society beyond that, we have to have lower standards for the behavior and the speech and the actions of black people, because black people cannot measure up to the standards set by white people. I know you think it's racist. It's just a fact. It's a fact. Olivia Wright, who almost looks attractive in this very small photo, says, "Wow, three women who aren't white in the finals. What a great representation of our country." Well, the Miss America pageant's not supposed to represent the country. It's supposed to represent attractive women. If it represented the country, then it wouldn't be all women. It would be women. It would be men. You'd have like some people with gaps in their teeth. You'd have some hillbilly rednecks. You'd have some homeless people. You'd have some CEOs. You'd have some It's not a representation of the country. It's each state going out and finding through their own little processes. I mean, in theory, again, I'm not there to see all this happen, but in theory, all 50 states went out and they found who's the most beautiful woman in our state. And they sent that woman to this pageant. Okay. The most beautiful woman from each state is not a representation of the country because almost everybody else in the state is not beautiful. And another non-white person, so that's two. Whatever. More whining about there's only one. Hey, Miss America. How about we stop picking only blonde white girls and give some women of color a chance to win? In other words, why aren't black women getting some affirmative action in the Miss America pageant? I don't know. Again, if you're equal, you should be able to compete on equal terms. You can't because you're not, because white women are more attractive than women of other races. And you know it. All blonde, all white, yada, yada, yada. Here's someone who looks like a woman, but her name is Billy Bob Sherwood. All of the Miss America contestants are white and blonde. LOL. Bye. Nah, she's just a white Miss America chick. Daddy probably chief of police. Again, the only reason she won is because of who her daddy is. Right? Blah-de-blah-de-blah. All right, so there was all of that. I'll have a post to that link. Now, let me find this. As I scroll through my RSS reader, and a smart person would have found this before starting the podcast, but apparently, here we go. Janet Bloomfield put out a post on September the 9th, which I think was before the Miss America contest, entitled, "Maybe It's Because White People Are More Beautiful." Here we go. "When Russian and Hong Kong coders, supported by Microsoft and NVIDIA, held a beauty contest judged entirely by an algorithm, 600,000 people from around the world sent in selfies and waited for judgment. Oh boy, it did not go quite as planned. Of the 44 people judged to be most beautiful, all were white, except for six Asians. Only one woman had visibly dark skin, although in terms of skin color, it's still pretty light." I'm not reading the whole thing. The link will be there, of course. You can go find all this stuff. When the computer says global warming is real, well, of course global warming is real. The computer simulation said so. When the computer, using algorithms, says that let's see, what is this? 44 people, all were white except for 6. So out of the 44 most beautiful people out of 600,000, 38 of them were white. We all know it's true. This is why black men are so desperate to fuck white women. This is why Muslims are so desperate to get to Europe and the United States and Canada and rape white women. We know this is true. There are no white men trying to get into African countries to have sex with black women. You can call me racist. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm talking about reality. Are white men trying to get to African countries to access opportunities like welfare and education and to have sex with black women? Are they? Yes or no? The answer is no. Are Muslim and black men trying to get into white countries so that they can access the system and get access to things like jobs, education, welfare, and have sex with white women? Yes, they are. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. This is obvious to anyone who isn't stupid. White women are the most attractive women on the planet Earth. White people are the most attractive people on the planet Earth. We have white privilege in the United States of America because white people came over here, killed off the Indians, and then accomplished stuff. They built roads and universities and power plants. They invented cell phones and computers. We did stuff. We, the collective we, me and the fucking mouse in my pocket, we, heterosexual white men, we put Japanese people in concentration camps. We exterminated Indians. We did some very bad stuff. And in spite of all that, you still want to come here. We're just racist as fuck. And yet you still want to come here. Do you know why you want to come here in spite of the fact that we heterosexual white men are the most racist, sexist, homophobic, Donald Trump, KKK people on the entire fucking planet? Do you know why all the people who hate us still want to come to the country we created? Because we're the only place that has hospitals and roads and fucking refrigeration and electricity and infrastructure and cell phones and computers and white women. This is from the Mira. Link will be in the thing. The two most beautiful faces in the world reveal something terrible about our prejudice. Scientists have found the most beautiful faces in the world, according to a study of 200 people, but the one thing they have in common reveals more about us. And you know what this is. I don't even have to tell you. The two most beautiful faces, for one is a man, one is a woman. So again, this is like algorithm stuff based on preference, but yada. I don't need to tell you. I do not need to tell you. I don't need to tell you what race they are. Do I need to tell you what race these two people are? Of course I don't. I mean, they're not actual people. They're computer-generated algorithms. They're computer-generated images based on algorithms, at least as far as I know. Yeah. I don't need to tell you. Scientists have merged dozens of famous faces to create what they call the most beautiful faces in the world. So no, these are not actual people. These are merged faces based on real people saying, these are the people I find attractive. Just for shits and grins. Just for grins. Shits and grins. I'm having so much fun, I can't talk. Oh my god. Are you triggered yet? Just for shits and giggles. Take a wild guess what race these two people belong to. Just try. I'll wait for it. Just take a try. Just take a stab at it. Studies commissioned by Samsung and conducted by Dr. Chris Solomon from the University of Kent surveyed 100 volunteers in the United Kingdom. He asked them to choose celebrities they found attractive, then merged the most attractive face parts of the celebrities together with eFit tech, whatever that is, who gives a shit? Both the list of celebrities and the two final beautiful faces have got one thing in common. They're all white. When asked to pick, I can't read because I'm so happy. Oh, I just, God, I have this dream. I have this little masturbatory fantasy that right now there's like hundreds, maybe even thousands of fucking femistatist and Black Lives Matter people listening to this and just fucking losing their shit. Just like foaming at the mouth about how racist it is that I'm pointing out that Muslim countries, which are full of Muslims, are all shitholes. And the people in those countries who are Muslims and who don't have white skin are desperately trying to get to white countries to get welfare and fuck white women. And that you're just screeching about racism and Donald Trump and how you're going to kill me and how you hate me and how terrible I am. I want you to just be having all this anger and emotion just welling up inside you. And I want you to understand how fucking worthless you are. And that without white men to provide you with the computer you're listening to this podcast on, you would be wallowing around in the fucking dirt wondering where your next meal was going to come from. When asked to pick attractive celebrities, all the faces picked by the 100 volunteers were white. And remember, this is in the United Kingdom. The British are one of the most fucking pussy-whipped groups of people on the planet Earth. I mean, they barely managed to vote in favor of the exiting the European Union. I mean, seriously, British people, they are so pussy-whipped. They have cameras everywhere. They're in love with their government. Now, what's interesting is the chick has brunette hair. It's not a blonde. I found that a little bit interesting. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. Race is a bigger deal in dating and attraction than we like to think. It's often brushed under the carpet, but race is a bigger deal in attraction than people might like to think. Who are these people and how stupid are they? How stupid do you have to be? And the answer is very stupid. How stupid do you have to be to think that race is not a major factor in attraction? Dating from data apps is an interesting way to reveal prejudices, unconscious or otherwise. Stats from OkCupid and Tinder, blah, 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 seem to confirm that we are, in fact, prejudiced in favor of white people when we date. OkCupid found that all races except black men and women constantly rate white women and men higher than other races. This trend is not apparent for any other race except Asian women, who are consistently voted higher by every other race. Black women fared the worst, with every race, including black men, voting them lower. and they are closely followed by black and Asian men. Oh, racist, sexist, homophobic Donald Trump, but it's all true. It's all true. Everything I'm saying, it's true. How many times do I have to say it? No white men are trying to get into African countries because they're great places to live and the women are attractive. Okay? Even black men don't want to stay in African countries because the countries are shitholes and the women are not fuckable. If Africa is so wonderful, Africa's a big place. Let me go back to picking on Muslims specifically and focus it in a little bit. If Muslims are so wonderful, then why can't Muslims create nation states that are worth living in? Why aren't their nation states technologically on par with ours? And I know the excuse you'll have is, well, because of white imperialism. And it's been a long time since white imperialism. Right. What you're telling me is that these people are so damaged by shit that happened 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, they can't recover. And again, that's a sign of inferiority, right? Shit happens to me all the time. Shit happens to me on a regular basis. I recover from it. White people had shit happen to them too. We recovered from it. I understand that white women are more attractive than other women. You understand that white women are more attractive than other women. So can we stop pretending all of doing all of this shit about how when white women win beauty pageants, it's because of racism? It's not because of racism, it's because they're hot. I am always right.